Network on Demand. If you like this program, we'd sure appreciate your comments on the show. Feel free to suggest to us if you've got news or stories you think your neighbors in Northern Ag Network country would benefit from hearing. We'd also like to take a second to thank BNSF Railway for sponsoring our program. BNSF Railway has been partnering with farmers for over 170 years. We thank them for the partnership. Enjoy the report. Hi, everybody. Colter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Montana News and Agriculture. The National Wheat Yield Contest, put on by the National Wheat Foundation, offers growers the chance to compete with their peers, win awards, and learn innovative techniques to improve their productivity. In their first year competing in the contest, Jeff and Justin Bieber from Fairview brought home some awards thanks to some really impressive yields. I asked Jeff why they chose to participate in the contest.
So this is our first year not only in the contest, but our first year dealing with Westbred wheat seed. And my son became a dealer with Westbred, and we really did it to promote the Westbred varieties in our area. And we felt there's no better way than to enter a contest with it, and we were lucky enough to place in it.
Justin told me that just by switching varieties, they saw a substantial yield bump.
Just switching to Westbred on our farm, we were typically before that 70 to 80 bushel range, and we had a whole field go over 100 bushel just changing the variety. So a big step up there, and then it was exciting to try some different things on our farm, some different practices, and see how hard we could push it, and got some plans for things we want to try next year too.
We'll talk more with Justin and Jeff Bieber right after this.
The Eaton Charlet bullpens are now open. Home to the largest private treaty sale in the nation, Eaton Charlet sells over 500 homegrown yearling bulls annually. Need two-year-old bulls? We've got those too. ETN brand bulls are sold in two groups, pick your price and pick your bull. The Eaton program specializes in herd sire caliber bulls with no bidding and no overpaying. Call Eaton Charlet today at 406-584-7520. That's 406-584-7520.
Fairview farmers Justin and Jeff Bieber were winners in the 2023 National Wheat Yield Contest, with irrigated spring wheat yielding 109 bushels an acre. I asked Justin, what's the secret to raising such massive crops, and if there's anything new they might try this year?
Definitely got some great weather. One thing we tried is stream barring. So we went out during tillering and put another 60 pounds of nitrogen on, liquid 28%. And I think this year we're going to end up spraying some Prosaro at heading as well as doing that. So a couple things that have done in the past with the Prosaro and have saw gains, but excited to put the whole package together with Westbred Prosaro and the extra nitrogen.
When you think of the challenges that eastern Montana has gone through in recent years with drought, grasshoppers, losing the Sydney Sugars plant, it's a lot that the industry has been through, but you can really see the resilience of producers. Jeff told me it was a challenge to the community losing Sydney Sugars, but they've been able to move forward and have found a crop rotation that works pretty well for them.
We were never worried about the growers through that because we knew we could bounce back. We knew we could produce other crops. What we were worried about were the factory workers that really had their lives changed and upside down. But for growers, we just buckled down and started looking for new opportunities. We decided we wanted to keep spring wheat in our rotation. It's a great crop to have in the rotation for field work purposes in the fall. Comes off a little earlier than the corn and soybeans. So we've kind of decided on a three-year rotation of corn, soybeans, and spring wheat. There's been some pinto beans come into our area and a little bit more alfalfa being planted. But still, those three main crops of corn, soybeans, and spring wheat are kind of the staple in our area.
Well, that's it for today's program. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Colter Brown.